like making a delivery or
I
whatever.
I can't hear.
Right?
Huh? I can't hear. It sounded like hold music was playing.
You have reached Clear Covers Roadside. My name is Debbie. Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes.
All right. May I have your first name?
Ashley.
Your last name?
Winston.
Winston?
Yes.
All right. And a good callback number for you.
469-657-6943.
Okay. And your policy number?
Hold on. Zero 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 28217-01.
Okay. Okay, how do you spell your first name?
A-S-H-L-E-Y.
Okay. And is it W-I-N-S-T-O-N?
Correct.
All right, that's not coming up. Let's see. You're with, oh, you're with Clear Cover, right?
Right.
All right, let me try the other. We have two different forms we have to use for them. The other one works. Okay. Do you know what your effective date of your policy is?
You said what?
Do you know what the effective date of your policy is?
What do you mean, like when it started?
Yes.
It started April 7th of 20 of this year.
Of 22? Okay. And what is the mailing address associated with your policy?
5005 Lake Park Drive, apartment 618, Wichita Falls, Texas 76302.
You said in Texas?
Yes.
All right, what was the city? You said Lake Park, or that was just the street?
No, the street is Lake Park. The city is Wichita Falls.
Oh, Wichita Falls, okay. And what's the zip again? I'm sorry.
76302.
All right. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you need assistance with?
2008 Honda Accord.
All right, and the color?
It's white.
White, okay.
No. All I know is that, like, out of nowhere, like, of course I have to stop right here, but, like, my car won't crank up at all. And I have cables in the trunk, but I don't know what's going on.
Okay, what kind of service are you wanting? You want a jump start or a tow?
Are your batteries on?
I'm not sure. I'll have to get out and look. Yeah, I'm needing a jump.
Okay.
But there's somebody that just pulled up. Maybe she can assist me. If she can, then I won't need it.
Okay.
Let me try first.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so
is someone still there with you?
Yeah, we're about to try and see if
it's okay. All right, that's fine.
Say that again.
I said that's fine. I can wait on you a few minutes.
Okay. Can you try giving your car a little gas?
It could be the starter.
I don't know. My starter is fine. What's so crazy is that they just...
Or no, I'm taking it.
Like a few minutes ago, because it wasn't doing this all day. I wouldn't have no problem with my car all day.
Usually when it goes out like that, sometimes it's either the alternator or the starter you're having issues with.
Man, I don't know, because we ain't got time for all of this, man.
Or it could be a new battery you need, but if you need a new battery, it's probably because you
But the thing about it is, I just got this battery, like, I want to say, was it like at the beginning of this year? I got this battery at the beginning of this year, and it's supposed to be a 3-year warranty on it, and I ain't been having no issues until now, all of a sudden, tonight. Like, that's not making sense to me, and my car is not crunching. Could be. I don't know. We're trying to charge it. I have not the slightest idea.
I got you.
It's in the street, in the middle of the street?
Girl, I am at the traffic light.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're probably going to need the tow then.
Oh, what's in, man, come on.
Hopefully it will come over. When I had that issue, I've had that issue twice before. First time it was the alternator, second time it was the starter.
Like, out of all time for this to be happening, it want to start now. Like, I got shit to do.
Man. I know that's the worst.
And this, like, it's not, it won't come.
And are your lights, are they dimming or are they bright?
Happening when it happened now, like, when I got shit to do, and it's not creeping up at all. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so I have an officer here with me. I guess he's going to try to use, like, a charge box and see if we can get it cranked like that. If not, then I'm probably going to have somebody come out here.
Okay. You're going to have to just need to call back because I can't continue to hold on here for very much longer.
Or you want to go ahead and just put in a request to have somebody go ahead and come out?
Okay. Did you want to jump or you want it to be towed somewhere?
As of right now, I'm trying to see if it'll crank. If it'll crank, then I just need to jump. But, like, I don't know. So.
Okay. Well, I've got other information I have to get from you, like location and stuff like that.
Intersection of East Renfro and Hurst.
On the intersection of East Renfro and South Hurst. And this is Burleson, right?
Yes, ma'am.
In Burleson, Texas.
How do you spell that? Renfro?
Mm-hmm. R-E-N-F-R-O.
R-O-F-R-O, okay. And what's the rest of it? Burleson?
In South Hurst. No, Burleson. B-U-R.
South Burlington.
L-
okay.
Burleson, yeah.
And that is in Wichita Falls?
No, I'm in Burleson, Texas.
Okay. Let's see if I can figure out. What are you close to?
Somebody's bringing it up to me right now. Thank you.
You said, what am I close by?
Yeah, like, is there any businesses or anything close to you? Saying, make sure I have you mapped in the right spot.
I'm by Centennial High School, and literally where my car is in the street is literally right across the street from, what is this, an animal clinic?
Okay.
Like, when they come, they couldn't miss me. Like, I'm literally sitting right here at the intersection of Renfro and Hearst. Like, you can't miss me. I'm sitting right here.
Okay. All right, this says you have a $50 benefit, so you may have to pay something out of pocket. I'm going to have to check to make sure first.
What?
You have $50 is what they cover for any service. That's for towing, jump starts, whatever.
But the question is, when did they start doing it?
I don't know. Everything's getting went up. We used to cover them for $50, and now they're about $75 to $80.
To do a jump.
Yep.
If they're able to jump you might not need them.
No, I am, but that's so crazy. Like, since when? Like, what's the point of having full coverage insurance if I have to come out of my pocket to cover roadside assistance? Who does that?
I know.
Like, I've never had to come out of pocket for that, and I've only used the roadside, the emergency roadside assistance, like once, like within the past 3 months. So how is it that I have to come out of pocket to pay for a jump? The last time I used roadside assistance was to get one of my tires switched out, and I didn't have to come out of pocket for that.
I don't know, ma'am. That's what it's telling me on here.
Okay. All right,
so did you want me to send somebody out, or what did you want me to do?
I mean, yeah, go ahead. I'm still sitting here with the officer. He's having somebody bring some type of jumping box or whatever, so we're going to see if that works. If not, at least somebody will already be out here just in case if I have to... Whatever the case may be,
but the jump might—they might have to tell you if they can't jump you.
I mean, if so, then I'm just gonna have to call. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna have to call back and have somebody come tow my car.
Okay. Let me see what I can do, and I will let you know if you have an out of pocket or not.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye bye.
No, you should have acted. Say,
"Girl,